Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the variety show of free speech, because really you never know what you're going to hear. It is free speech. We'll hear that. That you know you're going to hear, but otherwise it's a variety show. You don't know. Are you going to hear a groundhog singing a song about the heat and oil industry? You might. Because that's how much variety we have on the show. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Today we have Philbert with us. Philbert, welcome to the show.
Well, hello there. Hello, everybody.
Hello there. So yeah, last week was Groundhog's Day, and it's an important holiday, so I took the day off, and Groundhog filled in for me.
And Punxsutawney, right? Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, and he had a song that barely mentioned Jews. It was a song with Engelbert Poindexter, and it barely mentioned Jews. Well, it talked about Josh Shapiro and John Fetterman. And Josh Shapiro stuck his Jew hands in my burrow, something like that. But otherwise, it was totally non-anti-Semitic. There's a hoax going on, but it's the heat and oil industry. It's not the Jews, it's the heat and oil industry. All the other hoaxes are Jewish hoaxes. But Groundhog's Day, no, that's not the Jews. That's the heat and oil industry. So you never know.
Man, that Fetterman, I know, like, people say that Joe Biden can't string a sentence together, and although that may be true, man, I would challenge you to try to understand that Fetterman. I mean, he is literally, like, I don't know, he had a stroke, I guess, and
yeah,
man, he's on a different level. Like, it's amazing he got into office. I don't know if there was funny business.
It's a, I don't know. So, the elections can be hoaxes, and it could be the heat and oil industry, but it's probably the Jews.
Well, if anybody wants a good laugh, I would say, I think it's still online, when he did a debate with that Dr. Oz fella, and
yes.
It's pretty comical, I must say. I mean, even though I can't believe he got into office, but if anybody wants a good laugh, yeah, go see. I remember his opening words were, "Hello, everybody. Good night." And then, like, he said he's running for office, and it's like he had me at hello, and he lost me at good night. So, but anyway, yeah, it was pretty comical.
Yeah, and even then, I think, didn't they give him, like, a teleprompter or something? They gave him some sort of special equipment so he could understand the questions. It was something weird. And, you know, okay. Oh, okay, well, here's something. Which parliament was it? One of the European parliaments, I think. Was it Spain or Portugal? They literally elected a woman with Down syndrome. And so I guess if you want America, if you want Congress to look like the American people, you've got to have a brain damaged guy in there. You just got to. He's kind of like a cross between Herman Munster and Uncle Fester. Don't you think so?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, he is. He's got the big bulbous head, or almost like a crossbreed from George Costanza too.
Yeah, and you know, I was going pretty soft on him for a while. I was saying I stand with John Fetterman, especially during a lightning storm, because the lightning bolts, they seek out the highest object. Right? That's going to be him, because he's like 7'4". But I have soured on him since the Gaza stuff happened, because he's Jewish, and he's totally shilling for the genocide of Palestinian babies. But here's one thing. I met a guy who claimed to have been a cop in the town next door to where he was a mayor.
So he was a mayor in some little town, some little steel mill town. And this guy said that once he was responding to a warehouse break-in, and he shows up and there's this big lurking figure with a shotgun, and he says, "Drop the gun!" And clank, 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 the guy drops the gun. He walks up, and it's Fetterman. And Fetterman says, "Wait, it's okay. I'm the new mayor here." And the cop says, "Well, you are almost the dead mayor here." But apparently, he thought Fetterman was okay. So whatever that means. The other thing that I've heard about Fetterman, this was something that was used against him. Although I think, I don't know. So there was some jogger. Okay, jogger, I guess, means a black guy. But there was some jogger that there had been some like break-in or burglary or something in his town. And he goes out and there's some black guy running by. And so he had his shotgun and he stopped the guy and held at gunpoint. Apparently it was the wrong guy, legitimately the wrong guy. But, you know, you got to give him a little bit of credit for going out there and just like pointing his shotgun at random black people. It's kind of funny.
I mean, you never know.
You never know. I mean, what are the odds? Yeah. No, I'm kind of joking and laughing, but at the same time, I don't think Greg Abbott would do that.
Yeah. Why not?
Because he's in a wheelchair. So he probably wouldn't be chasing around criminals. Well, I don't know.
Only downhill.
Yeah. The boomers might remember Ironside. Ironside was a TV show about a lawyer in a wheelchair. I don't know if he actually chased around criminals. I think it was large. It's the same guy who did Perry Mason. I guess Perry Mason was the lawyer. And then when he got older, he did something called Ironside. And maybe he was like a cop in a wheelchair. And there was another, a little bit later, there was a show called Long Street. And some cop in New Orleans, something happened. There was like an explosion and he went blind. But he became a private detective, and he used to solve crimes using his sense of smell or something like that. I don't know. People probably don't remember this. It's just more this like Jewish crap that's on TV, but from my childhood. Anywho, where are we going?
I don't know. Right now, the country's kind of going towards war. That's where it looks like it's going. There's, as they say, wars and rumors of wars.
And like on the one hand, I'd say, yeah, well, you know, it's like a lot of Fed posty kind of talk. It's hard to imagine Governor Abbott leading Texas into a civil war. On the other hand, I remember the 1980s and early 1990s and a time when I visited the Soviet Union three times, and I was studying Soviet politics. I was studying the Russian language, and things happened real fast. And I remember in it's 1983. I got this book. It had been written a couple years earlier by a French, well, actually, I call her a French author. It had been written in French. I think I had the English translation. But she was actually from Georgia, Soviet Georgia. And for all I know, she could have been a Jew from Soviet Georgia. I don't know. But at any rate, she had written a book. Her name was Hélène Carrière-Doncas. And she wrote a book saying that the Soviet Union would break up. Now, she didn't get everything right because she thought the pressure would come from the Muslim countries, whereas the Muslim countries were actually kind of, they weren't seeking independence. They were actually happy being under the tutelage of the Slavs. But, and you know, the Muslim areas of Russia are happy being under the tutelage of the Slavs. But, so she didn't get everything right, but it did break up. And I remember reading that and thinking, it was fascinating, but just it didn't seem like it was anything that could happen, but it did happen. So you just never know. And it happened fast, like nobody was predicting it. And it happened. And now with America, it's not as if nobody's predicting it. Lots of people are predicting some sort of breakup. And it does seem like there are, what do you call it? Are there irreconcilable differences in the United States? What do you think?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I haven't been watching much TV, but you were talking about Russia. That reminds me that there was a two-hour interview that Tucker has done with Putin, and I haven't watched it yet, but I plan on watching that. And also, speaking of Russian, I've been really kicking some booty on my Russian skills. So I've been using that app that you recommended, actually, called Duolingo.
Yeah.
And, they have a little... like chart or like a list, right? Like the top learners or whatever. And I think I made the top 10 in my category. So
excellent.
You can look and you'll see the name Filbert there. Well, that is me.
Wow. I'm going to have to get back into that. Where are you in the Sapphire League or the Gold League or the Diamond League or something like that?
Yeah, it said a Bronze League.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very good though. It's helped keep my mind busy, and I was actually thinking about learning German, but I solely, like I've mentioned this before, I solely chose Russian just on the basis that you have to learn a new alphabet, and it wasn't a Latin-based language, so it's just challenging, solely for the challenge.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to be like Middle Eastern or anything, you know, so I figured Russian, you know, Slavic, yeah, so yeah, sure keeps me busy, that's for sure.
I didn't get terribly far with the Russian that I studied 1 year or 2 years. It might have been 2 years, but the pronunciation is tough, and the problem I had with the Cyrillic alphabet was that there's a certain amount of overlap with the Latin alphabet. You know, the T and the A and some of the letters are the same.
Yeah, the K-M-O-T.
Yeah. But then there are some letters that are shaped the same but are different letters. Like the C is an S and the P is an R. And,
yes.
And the backwards N is an I.
The backwards N is E. And they have a backwards R also.
Yeah, is a Ya. They're kind of like dyslectic. And that was more confusing. Something like Chinese or Korean that is completely different, you're completely starting from scratch, was a little bit easier for me, rather than trying to rewire. I don't know. It's, come on, dog. What's up? So.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that. Frankly, I didn't even consider learning a... an Asian type language, but yeah, I hope to visit Eastern Europe sometime, maybe Russia, you know, so we'll see. Hopefully that'll come in handy sometime in the future.
Well, now I did listen to the entire Putin talk with Tucker, and
okay,
a lot of people, you know, people are talking about it, and there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. One is strictly looking at what he said, but another is more from the point of view of what are the listeners hearing. And I think within the first few hours it had 50 million hits on Twitter, right? I don't know, I think Andrew Anglin said within 5 hours it was 50 million hits. And the like Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News, which is a nightly show, and it was the highest rated show in cable news TV, and yet it still only was getting like a couple of million views per night or something. So this is having an enormous reach. And you think of if you get not everybody would be an American, but if you're getting 100 million views, And that means you've got tens of millions of Americans who have never heard Vladimir Putin speak for himself. All they've heard is, our Jewish media trash him and vilify him. And then all of a sudden they see him. And if nothing else, I think pretty much everybody could agree that he seemed rational. No, not insane, rational and reasonable and human, had a sense of humor. He laughed a few times. He made some observations that would a lot of people would have to agree with at some level. For instance, he was talking about the American presidents and saying that it doesn't seem like they're in charge. They don't really seem to be able to control the government. Which a lot of people would agree with. Is Biden running the country? Is George Bush running the country? Trump, I think he tried to run the country. Did he? Probably didn't. I mean, I think Trump is probably a really easy case where he clearly wasn't running the country. So I don't know. I think it is going to make an impact. I honestly think it's going to be probably very good for Donald Trump. I think it's going to take away the when people start saying Putin's puppet, people are going to say, well, what does that even mean? I mean, so what? Putin doesn't seem like such a bad guy anyway. I don't know. I mean, I think the public perception of Putin was probably going into this was so negative, because even somebody like Tucker, when he was on his show and the war started, and he'd be saying things like, well, should he invaded? No, he shouldn't have invaded. Is he a war criminal? He is, I guess so. But still, we should be concentrating on China, this type of thing. But he came off and he just, if nothing else, just seemed like a reasonable person. And I think that's actually a pretty big deal. But, we can get into maybe a deeper analysis today or some other day.
Yeah, I think Jared Kushner seemed like he and his Jewish convert daughter had more sway. I don't know, maybe not more, but I mean, they had an awfully lot of power. I remember, maybe power isn't the proper word, but I think
impact.
Yes, thank you. I remember that was evident or self-evident as soon as he decided to bomb Syria, right? And mm-hmm. I think that was in 2017, shortly after he took office, spring or summer of 2017, when, of course, what's his daughter's name? I can't even remember.
Ivanka.
Yes, when she seen pictures of the Syrians, and then Trump just changed his mind, right? So,
yeah,
I don't really think that's what happened. Obviously he was either blackmailed or something happened. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say, blackmail is one form of pressure. There's a lot of ways that people can be pressured.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Think that's what happened, you know. Obviously he was either blackmailed or, you know, something happened.
Blackmail is one form of pressure. There's a lot of ways people can be pressured. Blackmail is one, but you know, there's all sorts of ways that pressure is applied. I don't know what happened specifically with that episode, but you look at all the types of things that have happened to Trump while he was president and after he became president. And so he was impeached twice. He's been accused of treason publicly, persistently, which is a capital offense. He's been arrested. How many times has he been arrested? Three times. He's had his house raided. You know, I mean, all sorts of things. So there's all sorts of ways of putting pressure on people. And blackmail is one form where you have, is blackmail strictly where you have something, some embarrassing information about somebody that they don't want revealed? Or is it broader than that?
You're right. And I believe that term blackballed, you know, whenever you, that information, said information is released and exploited. I believe that term comes from the Freemasonry. You probably know this, but in the Freemasonry, right, when they vote you in, you have these little black balls, and a white ball is for, you know, voting yes, as in when one is going to join a lodge. And I think if you get a black ball, that means somebody voted no, that you can't join the lodge. Uh-huh. Anyway, just a fun little tidbit.
Yeah. But, you know, it's weird. So we're already in February, and we're essentially through the primary season. You know, even though we've only had three states vote, the Republican field's been cleared, and there's at this point no stopping. Doesn't seem to be any stopping Donald Trump from being the Republican nominee. You've got Nikki Haley, who's really just a disgraceful whore in every sense of the word, and they're about, I guess, what, in a week or so, there's going to be the primary in her home state where she was the governor, and Trump is going to probably beat her by at least 40 points. She lost. She was on a primary ballot, a meaningless primary ballot, what they call a beauty contest, because the delegates were not being selected through the primary. And Trump's name was not on the ballot. He was on the caucus ballot, where he swept all the delegates. So this was just kind of symbolic. So Trump's name was not on the ballot, but none of the above was on the ballot. And Nikki Haley lost to none of the above by 40 points, which is pretty embarrassing. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. And I had predicted that, or at least I said it was a distinct possibility. And so, I mean, Trump's got the Republican nomination completely wrapped up, whatever that means. The Biden doesn't have any serious Democratic primary challengers at this point. But the issue with the Biden is that at any moment, before the convention or after the convention, he could simply withdraw from the race. And
or croak. He could just croak, too.
Or croak, or have a Fetterman.
his existence now is a Fetterman.
It's really, yeah. And the thing is, he was never smart in the first place. Professor Fetzer, Jim Fetzer, on his show for Friday. I think it was his show. No, it wasn't his show. It was, I guess I was watching, there's some black lady who has a YouTube channel, and she had Jeffrey Sachs on, and I think she played a clip of Biden from the 1990s, and is that where he was saying that if there were no Israel, then America would have to invent an Israel in order to protect the Middle East, or something retarded like that, but it's from the 1990s. And you listen to that, and Biden wasn't old and senile, but he was still stupid. I mean, the old and senile thing, it covers up the fact that he's always been dumb. He's never been smart. And he's always said really stupid things. He's always had foot-in-mouth disease. And, you know, this was getting back to the Putin interview. So Putin, he's a very serious person. The people in the Russian government, in his government, are very serious people. And then you look at what we have in our country, or what the Europeans have. You know, we've got Biden, who's clearly, clearly senile. You got, like, a bunch of Jews, and not even the A-list Jews. You've got really mediocre Jews.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Biden, who's clearly senile. You got like a bunch of Jews, and not even the A-list Jews. You've got really mediocre Jews running the State Department, running the Justice Department, vicious Jew at the Justice Department. I don't know if he's mediocre, but he's very vicious. You got Alejandro Mayorkas, very subversive Jew, running the immigration, the border at Homeland Security. And then you got Negroes running the Pentagon. We don't have serious people. We don't have people who are have any love or loyalty of the real American nation, American history. And even, you know, you look at Britain, and it's run by a bunch of Indians. I'm sure they make a lovely curry, but you know, it's not England. It's not British. And Germany, I mean, I don't know, like the National Socialists, they may have been kind of amateurish in a way, because a lot of them, I mean, they didn't have a whole lot of experience running things, but they hit the ground running a lot better than, you got the Green Party. It's really the Green Party that's running Britain, and they've got flaky, silly ideas, not Britain, Germany, flaky, silly ideas, and everything's going to hell. And I mean, at least with Hitler, you can say, well, okay, he may have left Germany burning, but that's because, you know, he fought a war bravely and got defeated. With the Greens, it's like they're just self-destructing.
This just in. It seems that the conversation with Filbert was cut off short. The issue is that Skype, I can't say Skype only gets worse, but I started using Skype in 2012 in order when I was first went on Dr. Duke's show. Now it's 12 years ago. And really, over all that time, the only improvement has been the ability to record conversations, which is good. That's a big plus. But otherwise, really, it hasn't gotten better. It always gets worse or just stays the same if you're lucky. The ability to, I would like it if they would record conversations on two different tracks, like one person's on one track and the other's on the other track, but they just have everybody on the same stereo track. Why is it stereo? Maybe some people have stereo mics, I don't know. But at any rate, it used to be that, you know, Skype will keep track of how long your phone conversation is. But then also, if you hit the record button, it used to keep track of how long you've been recording. And now that feature is very hit and miss. So when you hit the record button, it will start to say, it'll say how long you're recording, but then it disappears from the screen, and you can't get it back. And so I said we were out of time when actually we probably had six minutes left or whatever. So this is a little bit of filler, but here's the main thing. Okay, so the Green Party in Germany, there's the vice minister is Herbach or something, or Herbach, something like that, Richard Herbach, I can't remember his name. But the foreign minister, who is like the co-leader of the Greens, is named Annalena Baerbock. And I call her Annalena Trampolina because she was, I think she was like the German national champion, competitive trampolinist. And I have to say, I do think she's kind of hot. And there are videos of her, recent videos. I'm sure there are old videos too. I'm not sure when she was competitive, it would have been before YouTube. But there is recent videos of her jumping on a trampoline, and I will recommend them. NationalBugle.com. Look under the other section. You'll find a couple of videos. And I would like to see her go back to that full time, honestly. I think we'd all be better off for it. There are going to be people who, you know, people who are going to say that she's like Hitler's granddaughter or something. I don't see the family resemblance. But anyway, okay, back to Filbert.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, me myself, I, you know, a lot more about that than I would. I'm not going to pretend that I know European politics. I haven't really, and I don't honestly follow that very much. But as far as like America goes, like I'm sure you know, like there's a movie coming out, and I don't know if it's Jewish produced, probably, but the movie called Civil War, or it's about future civil war, and it just seems like that kind of thing is in the air. Like everybody can kind of feel it, you know, like something's not right, and well, not just something, you know, many things obviously aren't right, but it almost seems like things are coming to a head. And I don't know, maybe I've often said, and I truly think that what's much more likely is just a continuous slow decline. That's what we've been seeing forever. But I mean, who knows, you know, and I hope we don't see a nuclear war, but I hate to say it. That would unfortunately, or fortunately, however, you know, if you're still alive and not suffering from radiation sickness, it would open up a lot of opportunities for secession, you know, if part of the country is destroyed. And I don't necessarily wish that. I'm just kind of thinking hypotheticals here.
No, I don't wish it either. I will say that a couple of years ago, I think it was when the Ukraine stuff happened, right? But when it first happened, Andrew Anglin was in a debate, an online debate, with some Jew. and they're debating Ukraine, and the Jew is saying, look, you know, Putin just invaded Ukraine and blah, blah, blah. How would you feel, like, if your country was invaded? How would you feel if American cities were nuked? And Andrew Yang's like, no, no, wait. I support the nuking of American cities. I'm all for it, which is really funny. I mean, and I don't know. I don't know. Like, he's a humorist, and sometimes it's really hard to know what he really thinks. But it was very funny. I don't want American cities to be nuked. I'm a peace guy. I'm a boomer, peace loving groovy.
But, so here's something. Speaking of that, speaking of American cities being nuked, I thought I'd just mention this real quick. There's something, a policy that we have here in the United States called the nuclear sponge. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Tell me about it.
So it's a policy that keeps our nuclear warheads in the Midwest, and this is to a strategy to allegedly save the coasts, right? Like New York and California. And like these larger, highly populated areas, like, so if they were to keep our nukes, which are mostly held in the Pacific Northwest, like Montana, and at least on paper, that's where they are, a great deal of them up in Montana and sort of the Midwest, they're kept there for a reason. Like, so if we were to get nuked, like, obviously that's one of the first places that would get nuked. And it's referred to per government policy as the nuclear sponge. And like I said, it's a strategy to actually save these coastal cities, right? So, I mean, if we're looking at this, and I mean, you know, nobody knows what would actually happen, but I mean, in a hypothetical scenario, you know, it's very likely that these, like the Midwest, would be the first place being nuked, unfortunately, you know, and that's where the, you know, the good old boys are from, you know, the people that do tend to be closer to the land and have at least a little bit more common sense than these coastal elites, you know. But I don't know. I heard about that a little bit ago last year, and it was the first I heard of it. Yeah. Anybody is interested, look that up. It's called the nuclear sponge.
So it has nothing to do with SpongeBob.
Not that I know of.
I mean, you know, maybe it's like hyper version of SpongeBob, nuclear sponge. You never know. Well, okay. So we have a certain amount of time left. I actually kind of lost track of time. But what's going on musically with Filbert?
So yeah, I'm in a public band. I'd rather not say at the moment, but I've spent a lot of time releasing a couple of songs, and those are done. So, and I am working a lot, but yeah, thanks for reminding me. Actually, I do plan on making a new parody, maybe a couple this year, maybe more.
Any collaboration with Engelbert Poindexter, perhaps?
Yes, of course, and I'm open. I know we've discussed some ideas for that, and I'm very open to requests.
Yeah. So there's one by Blue Oyster Cult, right?
Yes, yes. Burning for You. And I mean, one can guess, you know, what we would call it.
There was another one. Somebody raised it me. What was it? Oh. Well, I guess that's why they call them the Jews. The Elton John song.
Okay.
I guess that's why they call it the blues. I guess why that, that's why they call it the Jews. Yeah.
That's the great thing about parodies, about Jew parodies, right? There's just so many things that rhyme with it. So many words. It's endless.
Like bombing our kids, they're bombing us too, or they're bombing you too. Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities. This could be fun. Okay. Well, hey, do you have any Okay, so right now I'm going to edit out this pause, but and I did lose track of, I think we're probably not quite at 40 minutes yet.
So I don't know when you started to record. We started at 8:32, but I don't know when we started to like record.
Yeah, I pushed the button maybe four minutes later or something, 4 or 5 minutes later. Not maybe 4 minutes. Oh wow, there's a
I got it. Yeah, 44 minutes.
We're 44 minutes into it, so we've probably done about 40 minutes. There's a couple of big deer right here, just on the street. So we can. I mean, I can play one of your songs.
Sure, we haven't done that in a while.
Okay, so which one do you want me to play?
I don't care. It's up to you, but I think our vaccination one was the best one so far.
Okay. All right. So we're going to come in back in with that. So okay. we had the vaccination song. There are two versions of that and people can hear that. That was from, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. A couple of big deer right there. They're eyeing us.
You want to hear the song?
They want to hear the song. Yeah. Well, I say they're big. I mean, they're bigger than my dog. They got big ears. Very cute. Okay. So there were two versions, and you remember how they differed?
Yes. One had a lyric about a Jew having a big nose. He doesn't have the same size nose as me. And then the other version had, he can't be a Jew because he doesn't go to the same Christian church as me. I think that's how it went, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right. You know something? I was in a synagogue, believe it or not. I was in a synagogue not too long ago. And I'm looking at, because I do these things sometimes. It's called opposition research. And I'm looking at, I see this picture of William Howard Taft, okay? And so I'm looking at this, and there's a letter written by William Howard Taft, who was the president from 1909 to 1913. And shortly after he had been elected, he went to this synagogue, and the letter said, well, since coming home from the Philippines, because he had been, I guess, the governor general of the Philippines in the Teddy Roosevelt administration, says, since coming home from the Philippines, when I grew up in Cincinnati, I went to a Presbyterian church that was right next to a Jewish church. He was calling it a Jewish church. And we often, clergy, we would sometimes exchange clothes. And since coming back from the Philippines, I've been to a Congregational church and a Unitarian church and a Methodist church. And now I'm here at this Jewish church, and I intend to be the president for everybody. But what struck me was he was calling it a church. And was that just him being a goy not knowing?
Of course not. He knew. He knows who butters his bagel.
Now, his son, Robert Taft, Robert Taft was an isolationist. I think he was somebody who had opposed getting involved in World War II. And then he died kind of at the peak of his political career. He died suddenly in, what, like 1959, maybe, right around then. I don't know what his position on the Jews was. I think... I'll have to look back into that. I had the feeling that Robert Taft, his son, was somebody who was like kind of the last based Republican in Congress. That was obviously like over 60 years ago.
Taft yeah? made the world court. That's one of the things he did.
After being president, I think did Woodrow Wilson, or no, maybe it was William G. Harding, appointed him as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
So he was Chief Justice for a little while after he had been president. Well, anyway, okay. So, shall we? Which version of the vaccination song should we play?
Well, we always play the big nose version. So, why don't we play the version, the other version?
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Which version of the vaccination song should we play?
Well, we always play the big nose version. So why don't we play the version, the other version that you thought of, and as you're credited with all the lyrics, which you did a fine job on. Why don't we play that version? Which I would add, the music video is up on Odyssey.com. If you look, just type in the song along with Filbert Applebag. You'll see an account called Chester the Pen Tester. That is me. That is myself. Don't ask me why I did that. That was just a spur of the moment thing. But anywho, it is, the music video is up on Odyssey. If you want to look for it, you should be able to find it.
Sounds good. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of Mass Effect on Google Radio.
Whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.